Alphabet of Sound is the name of that brand new release. Prior to that, Brody West and his quintet from Meadow of My Dreams. Beautiful release out earlier this spring on the Astral Spirits recording label. And of course, Brody at the alto saxophone, Tanya Gill at piano, Nick Frazier at the drums, Josh Cole, at the bass, and Evan Cartwright at drums, vibraphone, and guitar. And that was a piece entitled Entrainment. Again, Brody West and his quintet, Meadow of My Dreams. Brand new release. Pardon me. Mask falling off. Brand new release from Tyshawn. Sorry, as you've probably heard, very inside. And as you just heard there, kind of recording from the great drummer, educator, musician, and inspiration, Tyshawn Sorey. Joining him, Aaron Dell at the piano, Matt Brewer at the bass. Mesmerism is the name of the brand new release. It's just out on the Mighty, Mighty, Mighty Pi recording label. And that was a piece entitled Enchantment. The Mighty Matthew Shipp Trio before that, with Michael Bizio at the bass, Newman Taylor Baker at the drums, of course, Shipp at the piano, from the album World Construct, recently released on the ESP disc. That was a mysterious state indeed. Prior to that, Joss Sinton and something from his Andembrations release, Andembration 5, with Jed Wilson at the piano, Tony Falco at the drums, and of course, Josh dabbling in the lower register as usual, bass clarinet, baritone sax, and also alto flute work on the release. Very nice sonic outing indeed, available on FIP Recordings. Tataratat was the piece we heard to start off this morning's first set. Michael Formanek and his Drome Trio, featuring Chet Doxis at saxophone, Vinny Spirezza, at the drums, from a newly released album entitled Were We Where We Were. There we are. Just out on Circular Fire recording label. This is Jazz and Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. John B., your host, as usual, here for a couple of hours of jazz and more jazz on your Friday morning from 9 to 11 here on the People's Power Station. Hope you're enjoying the music. Kind of a small ensemble for some reason or another to for the first set for this morning, so we're going to expand things a little bit to a larger ensemble to start off the next set of Jazz Amok for this Friday morning, and a brand new release just out on the Cuneiform recording label with Washington-based Janelle Leppin, cellist, composer, and band leader, and she's put together quite a interesting band to take on her very interesting compositions indeed. The ensemble is the ensemble Volcanic Ash, and the likes of Luke Stewart are at the bass, Kim Saylor at the harp, Sarah Hughes at alto saxophone, Brian Settles at the tenor saxophone, Anthony Pirog at the guitar, and Larry Ferguson at the drums, and Janelle Leppin again at the cello. From the brand new release, it's just out, Ensemble of Volcanic Ash, just out on the Cuneiform recording label. We are going to hear a piece entitled Volcanic Sound, all right here in Jazz Amok. Thank you.
Thank you.
Henry Threadgill's Mighty Mighty Zooid. Henry Threadgill, alto saxophone, some flute work as well on the release. Liberty Elman at the acoustic guitar. Jose Davia, tuba and trombone. Christopher Hoffman at the cello. And Elliot Humberto Cavey at the drums. Their most recent outing from last year, released on the Pi recording label. Henry Threadgill's Zooid. Name of the release is Poof. And that was Come and Go. Prior to that, Miles Okazaki and something from his most recent outing entitled Thisness, featuring him in his regular quartet with Matt Mitchell at keyboards, Anthony Tidd at electric bass, and Sean Rickman at the drums. Of course, Mr. Okazaki at the guitar and compositions. And that was a composition entitled Years in Space. And you can find that one on Pi Recordings as well. Prior to that, guitarist Anthony Pierig in a trio setting with Michael Formanek and Chet Smith from his release Pocket Poem from, I think it was 2020 when it came out. That was a piece entitled Adonna the Painter. Anthony Pierog again at the guitar and electronics. Prior to that, Fred Longberg Home and his project Stir Up, augmented by six players. The original trio is Mr. Longberg Home at, of course, the cello, and also operating a light box. Nick Macri at the bass, Charles Rumbeck at the drums, Zoot Houston at electronics, Keith Jackson heard there at reeds, along with Mars Williams, the great Mars Williams, also bassed in Chicago at reeds. And that's from a release entitled The Avalon Addiction, and Salt Lines was the piece we took from that, and that can be found on the Cuneiform recording label. Charles Rumbach before that, leading his project from a great release out on Astral Spirits entitled Seven Bridges. Reno Country was the piece we heard, and Jared, yes, with of course Charles Rumbach leading the project. He plays drums and guitar as well. Jim Baker's heard at analog synth, John Hughes electronics, Nick Macri at the bass, Jason Stein bass clarinet, Macy Stewart at violin and voice, Greg Ward at alto saxophone, and John Tate is at the bass. You can find that one on the Astral Spirits recording label. Prior to that, starting off that set, Janelle Lepin and her ensemble Volcanic Ash, brand new release just out on the Cuneiform recording label, with Janelle Lepin at cello and compositions. Luke Stewart was at the bass, Kim Sator at the harp, Sarah Hughes alto sax, Brian Settles tenor sax, Anthony Pirog at the guitar, and Larry Ferguson at the drums. Brand new release once again out on the Cuneiform recording label. That was a fun set. Hope you enjoyed it. Bringing us to 5 minutes before 11 o'clock, 5 minutes before the program comes to an end for this Friday morning. This has been, of course, Jazz Amok. John B., your host. You can always get in touch, jazzamok at ckut.ca, or you can check it out as well. You can check out our weekly playlist listing at jazzmark.blogspot.ca. Go to ckut.ca. You can link through with via that. We're going to close it up with some more Henry Threadgill. We're going to go back in time, though, from the 2020 release, the inaugural release for Pi Recordings, featuring Henry Threadgill and Make a Move, with Brian Carrot at the vibraphone and marimba, Brandon Ross at guitars, Tomo Takeishi at both electric and acoustic bass guitars, Danfus Prato at the trot drums, and of course Henry Threadgill alto saxophone and flute. This came out, as I say, in 2001, before we started saying 20, mixed by the mighty Bill Laswell, engineered by Robert Musso, and of course produced by Henry Threadgill. Without any further ado, this is a good chunk of Don't Turn Around, Henry Threadgill, and Make a Move. Have a good week. See you next week. Bye.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune in to the Prison Radio Show on the fourth Friday of every month between 11 a.m. and noon, and every second Thursday of the month between 5 and 6 p.m. To get involved in Prison Radio, or if you need to access past programs, email prison@ckut.ca.
Yes, rehabilitation.
I wonder if you know what the word means. Do you? It comes from the Latin root habilis. The definition is to invest again with dignity. You consider that part of your job, Harvey, to give a man back the dignity he once had? Your only interest is in how he behaves. You'll